This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live at Globe Life Field here, ladies and gentlemen, getting you set for Rangers and Orioles pregame coming up in just over 25 minutes. Jared Sandler set to join us here momentarily to get you set for the first pitch and the second half of this MLB season for the Texas Rangers, looking to get things turned around, and they have some reinforcements inching closer and closer. Looking forward to hearing from Jared and some of the updates on our guys. Jacob DeGrom was here on the mound today at Globe Life Field. He threw somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 pitches, mixed in the slider as he's trying to get himself back into action off the Tommy John. Tyler Malley updates, Dane Dunning, and of course Josh Jung and Evan Carter as well. With the Orioles in town, this is a big one, and this is not going to be an easy series to start off half number two of the MLB season. But Jared Sandler, now courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing, joins us for your Rangers preview. Jared, are you feeling fresh and recovered off of a nice all-star break?
Yeah, I feel good. It's nice to be back and here at the ballpark with you guys, having a great time.
I wish the fan cam was working right now so everybody could see what you're doing.
What do we have here? We got
Tommy the Turtle.
That's Lucius's stuffed animal turtle. It's his
support animal.
Yeah. My support animal. I don't have a name for my snapping turtle yet, but it's new to the family. Shout out to Bass Pro Shop.
Today?
No, I've had it for a week now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, in that really
fresh,
comfortable.
In that fresh Bass Pro Shop hat as well.
I'm swagged out, bro. Bass Pro Shop.
I take my kids to Cabela's, which is basically Bass Pro. They've converged now, and they sell the same things.
Yeah.
And they'll walk around with that same turtle.
But does Cabela's
try to get us buy it?
Fish tank?
Oh, no fish tank.
Buy it.
No fish tank at Cabela's, but they do have I take that back. They do have a little aquarium area.
Okay.
It's just not the same type of setup as Bass Pro.
Okay.
But we do go over there and look at the animals and stuff. We kill some time that way.
Yes, sir.
All right, All-Star break was good. You're feeling good. Your optimism is there. What do we need to know reinforcements-wise? Because we got guys coming back, and Jacob DeGrom was on the bump today throwing some pitches.
Yeah, he was throwing. That was nice to see. Still, you know, a little bit away, several weeks, but this is a big week, guys. I would say if you want the Rangers to for sure be buyers, they need to go 5-2 over this next week. 4 against the White Sox, 3 against the Orioles. If you want to play with fire, 4-3 might be enough. It depends on what happens with the Mariners and the Astros, right? Because you can go 4-3 and lose ground.
Right.
Right? You can go 4-3 and gain ground if they both stink too. You know, it's going to be tough to lose ground if you go 5-2. Anything below that, 3-4, 2-5, you might run out of time, because here's the deal. The Rangers have a lot of assets that they could trade while also not compromising next year. So if they look at this team and think, you know what? It's just kind of not our year. They could make some moves and sort of be the team that everyone's waiting on and controls the deadline in that way. And they could also be a team that goes out and tries to add a few relievers and maybe a bat and, you know, goes for it, because the division is not, you know, incredibly daunting. So this is a really big and interesting week for them.
Okay, how much plays into this of, here you are, you have 2 or 3 from the Astros. You take 2 or 3 from the Astros, but you've watched the Mariners lose a 10-game lead. How much is that in play of, wait a minute, we might have a 4-3 week, but nobody's getting away from us? How much is that?
And that's the only reason why it's even a conversation at this point, right? Because they're under 500, and typically when you're under 500 on July 19th.
Yeah.
You know, if I were to tell you before the season, the Rangers are under 500 and in third place of their division and further out from a playoff spot in the wild card than their division.
Right.
You're thinking, okay, well, they're going to sell, right? But, yeah, I mean, the Mariners have not run away with this. They have not taken advantage. And, you know, the Astros have been really good of late, but, you know, they had such a bad start that they're not in first place. So, and the other thing, too, Broadus, if you feel like you match up well with the Mariners, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, you got seven games coming up against them in September that right. will, you know, really give you an opportunity to change the complexion.
Yeah, I didn't feel good when we went there.
Well, and I'll tell you, I don't know this current version of the Rangers over the last few weeks, a version that's hitting fastballs again, that's a team that matches up all right with the Mariners.
Yeah.
The version from the first 2.5 months or that 2.5 month stretch in which they struggled to score that didn't hit fastballs, that is not a version that matches up well against the Mariners. So, and what further complicates this is that you don't just have one guy coming back, you've got multiple guys coming back, like Eric sort of referenced there with Tyler Mahle and Josh Young and Evan Carter and Cody Bradford, and then, yeah, down the road, Jacob DeGrom as well.
All right, Jared, I want to ask you this question. Insiders like to throw names out, but I'm not going to ask you names because it's like it's names that you talk about like on the post-game show and stuff like that that people want to know. Are there names that we're not talking about that are, that could be on the market when you start to talk about trade?
Rangers trading guys away or Rangers acquiring
guys? Obtaining guys. Because everybody talks to you like, hey, Jared, can we get Robert from the White Sox? And then you have to, like, explain eloquently that, well, this is why you probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But are there names that we're not paying attention
to? So I'm going to group. Okay, so there's any reliever on a team that's going to sell is a consideration. If you want a few names or if you want to go to a team right now, because there's still so many teams, so you're like, I don't know if they're going to sell or not.
Right.
Go to the Marlins. The Marlins have 3 to 5 relievers who are of appeal, mostly probably Tanner Scott, their closer and all-star, but A.J. Puck, Declan Cronin, Andrew Nardi. I mean, they got some guys who they can move and shake.
Just be like Seawall doing like what Seattle did last year. They're selling their best reliever.
Yeah, the only difference is, unlike the Mariners last year, the Marlins aren't playing for anything, right? The Mariners
playing,
thing,
right.
That was
yeah, right.
And that was a weird, you don't see this very often. Major League talent for Major League talent trade. Josh Rojas and Dominic Canzone went over to Seattle.
Right.
But I would also say specifically, relievers who are under control beyond this year are of interest, because if you think about it, after this year, whether the Rangers trade these guys or not, David Robertson, Kirby Yates, Jose Leclerc are free agents. And so, not that you can't bring them back, but, you know, not a guarantee. They're not under team control. I think from a position player standpoint, I think a backup catcher could be of interest. I think a platoon bat could be of interest, right? I had this, it wasn't a blow up, but, you know, I guess it's been played on the station, Ash and Garland.
It's great.
Okay, well, but my point with Ash was,
well, it was a good discussion.
But Ash! Yeah, be so, a man, Ash! Come on!
And my point,
I know the feeling, bro. I've been there.
My point was, who are you displacing, right? All right, you can look and say, well, I want to displace Leody Taveras. That's fine, but when Evan Carter comes back, that kind of solves that, right? Josh Smith is going to have to move elsewhere when Josh Young comes back. So that's a spot you got to consider. Who are you displacing? And I think that you might feel more comfortable displacing someone situationally against a lefty than just saying, we're going to get this guy and he is going to be our everyday this. Because White Langford, are you taking him out? No. Adolis Garcia, this was the guy with Ash. I get it. Adolis has not been good. Are you going to pull the trigger and say Adolis is no longer an everyday player? I doubt it. All right, now you got Evan Carter. You got Josh Smith. You got to find a place to play him. Josh Young, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. You're not taking those guys out. And maybe that answer was Nathaniel Lowe a month ago, but he's been a lot better lately. And I don't know that, you know, you can take him out, and he's actually been good against lefties. And then it goes to Jonah Heim. But whether Jonah gives you a lot offensively or not, he is so valuable to this team defensively. So, you know, I just, injuries change the complexion of things, but I don't know from a position player standpoint if there's a guy it's like this is going to be our everyday this, unless they trade one of these guys who currently holds an everyday role in one of these major league talent for major league talent trades.
All right, we'll get you more from Jared Sandler getting you set for Rangers and O's here on 105.3 The Fan and a Josh Jung update. That's next right here in the Nation.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Ross. The Rangers pregame show in 10 minutes with Jared Sandler. The Orioles in town. We're live at Globe Life Field. What's the Josh Jung update, Jared?
Yeah, he's progressing. You know, not yet on a rehab assignment, but I think things have gone well with some tee and cage work, and hopefully get him going on a rehab assignment. And gosh, I mean, you know, like to get him back before the end of the month, I think would be, you know, realistic if things keep moving in the right direction.
Is it him and Mally that are probably the closest to being back with the guys?
Yeah, yes, and I think Mally is probably, today's Friday, I think Mally is going to maybe throw again tomorrow and take another step forward. But yeah, it seems like those two would come first. Cody Bradford's pitching tonight, and the Rangers don't need to build him back up as a starter. They've said they're going to just get him going to where he can come back as a reliever. So I guess depending on how tonight goes, maybe Cody Bradford's in that mix as well.
Did Josh Jung, was that self-inflicted? Was that one of a, he's busting his ass, working hard, Dak Prescott injury, you know, coming back, that kind of thing?
That's tough to know. That's a good question.
Working so hard, pushing it.
Possibly, but you remember, you know, he wasn't like he beat his timeline by like 4 weeks, and it's like, well, slow down there, dude. You know, he had a setback. It was a little worse than they initially thought.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible. I mean, he was busting his tail.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't know the science enough to know whether that was just bound to happen with even a regular level of work. There's no doubt.
So hard.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that he wanted.
They want to be a 100%. Part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we got the Orioles in town. Obviously, it's a good baseball team. What do you think about the pitching matchups really throughout the weekend, but especially tonight, Eovaldi versus Burns?
Well, you have the American League All-Star starting pitcher in Corbin Burns, right, having an outstanding year. He was their big get this offseason. He's lived up to it. And then Nathan Eovaldi's been unhittable here. I mean, he's third best ERA in franchise history through 10 home starts at the beginning of the year. He's 5-0 in his 10 starts at home. And he's your horse, right? He's your guy. And the Rangers need him. And, you know, listen, what he did last year takes care of everything, right? No one's going to comment on Nathan Eovaldi if tonight's start doesn't go well. But you look at it and say, I feel good about it. I feel good because this guy's on the mound. And he more often than not delivers. So this should be a fun matchup tonight. Burns' cutter to lefties and the sinker slider combo to righties is kind of his bread and butter.
What about just like generally for the weekend here? I saw mostly righties coming out here for the Orioles. I guess that's nice, right?
Yeah, and you got Max Scherzer going for the Rangers tomorrow, and then Andrew Heaney, your guy, on Sunday, and he pitched so well against the Orioles on Sunday Night Baseball a few weeks ago. Scherzer's been great living around the edges, and he's competed well even without having prolific strikeout numbers. So, I think you feel good about it for the Rangers. Feel good about it if you're the Orioles. Dean Kramer's going to go on Sunday for them. And then tomorrow you've got Grayson Rodriguez, who the Rangers haven't seen this year but saw plenty of last year.
You get one guy in the lineup to rekindle last year's form. Is it Garcia?
Yeah.
Is it obviously him?
Well, I think so, just because you've gotten last year's Corey for the last 40 games.
Sure.
You know, if you look at those numbers. So I've already gotten that. Now get me Adolis, and that's a game-changing power-hitting right-handed bat in the middle of the order.
Pick to click tonight.
Well, I went with Nathaniel Lowe.
He's on a heater right now.
Yeah, he's doing all right. So give me Nate Dogg to go yard against Corbin Burns.
Okay, and generally the offense has been trending in the right direction, right? We can have some optimism there.
Yeah.
Langford over 800 OPS since June. Hopefully he continues to take strides. Jared Sandler, ladies and gentlemen, on the call all weekend long.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Can't wait to hear you. Love you. There he goes.
See you, fellas.
Jared Sandler's the G-Bag Nation.
Jared.
Yeah, that's right. LA's coming to the booth. So we're going to have maybe Lucius make a play-by-play appearance, little cameo style tonight on the Rangers broadcast. I would love it. Well, thanks to everyone who's been a part of this one, and thanks to Ross for his G-Bag of the Day snafu. We look forward to reliving that on Monday. But until 2 o'clock on Monday, we'll be back to chat. Until then, Rangers baseball next on The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.